who taped CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Monday afternoon service of July the 3rd, 1995, of the July the 4th camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. The coffees are the speakers for the afternoon.
He's talking about Wynn Hurley. We learned deliverance just by having services. I mean, we were having prayer meetings in our home. The first time I saw a spirit manifest, I didn't know what it was. We were newly out of the Baptist church. And, I mean, really new out of the Baptist church. After we received the Holy Spirit, we stayed in the church. And so the Lord let us go, and they called us to pastor a church. We had been ordained, and we didn't want the Lord wanted to do with us. And we tried to leave the Baptist church. And so we had prayer meeting in our house, and we usually brought speakers in to do the teaching. And one night, we were singing and praising the Lord, and my husband was going around ministering to everyone. And he put his hands on this girl, and she just slithered down into the floor and started laughing. And, well, I didn't know what it was. And he looked at me, and he said, "Can I pray for her?" I said, "Okay." So I didn't know what I was doing, but I just got down and began to pray. And she began to claw the carpet. Well, man, what are you doing in a case like that? We don't know what to do. And there's another lady that was a friend of mine. Then she was standing in the den there, was in a circle, and a lot of people in there. And I said, "Well, get down here and help me. You got to help me too." So Jim said, "Take her out so we can continue our praise and worship." So we took her out. We prayed and we prayed and we was praying in the spirit. We didn't know what we was doing. We were just praying, and her eyes looked like cat's eyes. And she was still trying to claw the carpet. We put her in a chair, and she'd lean over and scratch the carpet. And so I said, "Lord, what do we do now?" He said, "Witchcraft." Well, I never heard of a person being under witchcraft. So we started calling spirit witchcraft out of her. That was my introduction into deliverance. And I praise the Lord because the Lord taught us. And I'll show it this. A man came to our church that told us about Wynn Hurley, that he was in deliverance. You need to get some of his books. I have never read his books. I've got every one of them, but I've never read them. And every time somebody comes to me and wants to know about deliverance, I just give them a Wynn Hurley book. Well, I figure everybody told me he knew all about deliverance, so I was going to let them learn from him. So, but anyway, we went to his church, and we asked him to come to our church. Now, let me tell you something. I'm out of the Baptist church. And women don't preach. Women don't. Now, it was hard for me to ask that man to come to our church. He asked him to come to our church, and I knew how he felt about women. So it was real hard for me, being a Baptist minister. But the Lord has brought me from it, and the Lord told me he called me, man didn't.
Amen.
And that God looks at me as a spirit being, not as the woman. The Word tells us that we're spirits. And Jesus said, when they asked him whose wife the woman was going to be that had been married to seven men, he said, "Don't you know that in heaven they're neither male nor female?" And so God preached me. This is my first sermon. God preached it to me on my being called into the ministry. But coming out of the Baptist church, being called into ministry, and getting into deliverance, it's been a picnic. Praise the Lord. I praise the Lord. I do praise the Lord. It's still sometimes it's hard. I still have people will come up and say, "Women can't preach." Well, I always say, if you have a problem with me, you go to the Father and let him talk to me about it, because I've gone to him and he gave me one answer. He said, I don't know why I'm telling this. Praise the Lord. He said, the Lord said to me that, I said, "Lord," he didn't know I was Baptist. I told the Lord I was Baptist. Women don't preach. And he said to me, "You will stand and give account for what I've called you to do. I asked him, I said, Lord, let my husband do it. He said, he will give account also for what I've called him to do. But I called you. He called him too, but he called me. And I said, I'll stand back and pray. You let him preach. And he said, if you never obey me, but you'll give account to me for what I've called you to do. So, here I am. So, praise the Lord. Now I'm going to teach on fear this afternoon. You talking about fear? When Wynn Whirley came to my church, I feared and trembled. I really did, because, see, you got to remember, now some of you may not be Baptists or been in a Baptist church, but see, this was what I've been taught all my life, that women don't preach. And here I am, my husband and I were called as co-pastors to the church. And we'd been in the church for a while, and I had to go to the airport and pick that man up and bring him to Millington. Praise the Lord. And I watched him do deliverance and all this, and I've appreciated this ministry. But it was hard to me. So this afternoon, I'm going to show him fear. It has nothing to do with Wynn Whirley or being a woman. I want to share with you this afternoon about the fear that works in everybody's lives. You say, not me, boy. Yes, you, boy. Every one of us, in some way or another, are fearful of something. We're fearful of what people will say. We're fearful of what people will think. We're fearful of what our family thinks. We're fearful. We have fears that we won't admit. We're fearful of not pleasing God. There are all kinds of fears, and the Word says that fear has torment. Let's start this afternoon in 2 Timothy, and I want to pray. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your Word. Lord, I just thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace and your goodness. I thank you, Father, that you are my Father and that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And I thank you now that as we open the Word, Father, you said that you would reveal truth unto us. So I ask you to give us hearing ears and seeing eyes and an understanding heart, that the Word may become real to us. And Father, I ask you to bring forth that which you desire for me to say in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just depend totally upon you. And I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for your goodness. And I thank you for your love. And I bind Satan's power from stealing the Word, or I bind any spirit of Leviathan that would try to put anyone to sleep. I bind any spirit of passivity that would try to operate. And I take authority over the spirits that would hinder people from receiving deliverance, not because of me, but because of the Word, Father, in Jesus' name. And we just loose now your Word to go forth. Because you said in your Word, you sent your Word and healed them of their diseases and delivered them from their destruction. And those that call upon the Lord, they shall be delivered. So, Father, we thank you for the Word in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. In 2 Timothy in chapter 1, verse 7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. I had reason just recently to really put this scripture to work. We know that the scripture works. We stand on the Word. We use the Word. Jim and I were sitting in our den one night, one Friday night. It must have been about 8 o'clock. And we live on 51 Highway in Millington, Tennessee, which is about so many miles from Memphis, less than 20. And I heard I saw a car door outside of my house, and I said to Jim, there's somebody out in the yard, and he didn't hear it, so I went to the front door to see, and there was no one out there. I didn't see anyone, but for some reason or other, I felt led to look out the side window, and to look out there, we live in an old house, we've only lived there 40-something years, and we have room air conditioners, and I climbed up on the couch to look over the air conditioner. And my car sits next to the house, and his was sitting next to mine, and there was a light on in his car. And I said, Jim, someone's in your car. They're trying to steal it. And he jumped up and ran and banged on the door, and the guy ran. But he'd already done about $700 worth of damage to our car. And fear didn't hit me that night, but the next night, just terrifying fear at darkness hit me. And so I began to quote the scripture that God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. But it took me quite a while to really get that thing put down, because every night when it would begin to get dark, I would feel this ungodly fear working in me. Finally, Jim did deliverance on me for it, and I got free from it. But I want you to know that God hasn't given us fear. Fear comes from the devil, and fear is faith in the devil. It really was, because I was expecting. I mean, telling you, Job says, the thing that I fear has happened. And I'll give you the scripture in a little bit. But that's what I was afraid of. The fear was working so strong in me that I could not stand for it to get dark, because I was afraid that they were going to come and steal the car again or whatever. And this is the way the devil works. He'll come and he'll put a thought in your mind, and you'd meditate on it. I was talking to the ladies upstairs while ago about resisting the devil. Man, you have to resist those thoughts when they come into your mind, because fear is not of God. And, you know, we sing a song, "For God has not given to me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. For God has not given to me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." And let me tell you, get it in your spirit, the word in your spirit. You say, "Well, I'm not fearful." Now, come on, let's be honest this afternoon. Let's be honest. What are you afraid of? What in your life are you afraid of for your children? Does the devil come up and tell you that your children, your kids are off, they're going to have accidents, they're going to get killed? Or are you afraid that they're going to not serve the Lord? See, there's all kinds of fears, and the devil works on us continuously in little ways, and you and I will let it get a hold of us before we recognize it. He doesn't walk up and say, "You're afraid. This is going to happen." He begins with just a little thought in your mind, and he begins to play upon your mind and bring fear. And fear has torment, doesn't it? Over in Romans, in 8, the 8th chapter of Romans, when I preach, I use a lot of scripture and go to a lot of different places. Now, I teach a lot to the mission people in Memphis. And I always say, when you come into the church, bring your notebook, because you won't remember what it said. And it doesn't matter if you don't remember what I said, but you need to know what the word says. Write it down so you can go home and read it. We minister quite a bit to people from they're off the street. They've been on drugs and everything under the sun. And they'll come in and see, they've seen the devil in their drugs and things. So they say they're not fearful, but they're just so full of fears, it's unreal. And we're trying to get the word in them and get the love of God in them to drive the fear out. So in Romans 8, in chapter 8, in verse, in Acts, I don't think that'll work. Chapter 8, verse 15, "For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Fear will bring you into bondage. And when you're in bondage, you're bound by the enemy. Amen? Our problem is, I tell the ladies upstairs, our biggest problem is that we're so full of pride, we won't admit we have problems. We won't admit, even to ourselves, because, you know, we've went so long by, you don't confess that. Didn't we go through the school of, you got to always confess good things?
Positive
confession. Well, that's okay if you'll get it in your heart and it begins to be a reality in your spirit, and it's the word that you're confessing. But it's not confessing and you can have it. It's confessing what the word says and believing the word. And so we need to admit. I tell it like this. I ruptured a disc in my back several years ago, and I was still under that, more or less under that, I'm okay. And I was walking like this. I couldn't straighten my back up. And I had a friend that would look at me and say, "Mildred, you're lying when I say, the word says I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus." And the word does say I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, and I believe that. He said, "You're lying. You're not healed." I said, "I didn't say I was healed. I said, the word says that by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed 2,000 years ago. It's not mine yet because I don't possess it." And through deliverance from a ruptured disc, I got healed. But it took a while to get healed. And by starting out with confessing and believing that we have what we confess, we're afraid to admit that we're not perfect. You say, "Well, I know I'm not perfect." Well, you will admit it. I know about me, but I don't know about him. But you see, we have got to be willing to admit we've got a problem before we can get rid of it. And if you want deliverance this afternoon from fear, and we're going to go after fear in a little while, and all the things that go with it, you got to first admit you got fear. Is anybody here that doesn't have any fear? Fear brings you into bondage. And so, therefore, if we allow the fear to work. Now, I'm not saying that we're just loaded down with fears, but there are fears working in your life that, well, let me illustrate this way. We have a lady in our church that has two children, and she confesses the word all the time. Man, she knows it. She's got it. She does deliverance. She believes in deliverance, and she's okay. She's okay. She's a school teacher. And I was out in my backyard about 2 weeks ago, and I came in, and the light was blinking on my answering machine, and she was crying on my telephone. And she left a message, call me as soon as you get in. So I picked up the phone and called her. I heard fear coming out of her, and you wouldn't believe. Her 16-year-old son had gone to Memphis to a movie with his father. They're divorced or somewheres, and he had been gone over 2 hours, and she was terrified that he had been killed. You see how fear works? The devil had begun to play on her imagination and had been putting thoughts in her mind. So this is what really led me, another thing that led me beside my car almost getting stolen, into really digging into fear and how it torments and works in people's lives. And I told her, I said, Alice, you are confessing with your mouth that you are a believer, that you know this and you know that. And I said, listen to you. She was so terrified. So when I called back, her son answered the phone, and he said, oh, said I was just a little late getting home. Everything's okay. But the enemy works on the mind. He works in the imagination, and he brings torment. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and let's look at that. You know, we are in warfare, and the enemy, the playground of the devil and demons, I say demons because the devil doesn't pick on us individually. He goes after the higher-ups, you know, the president and the rulers of country. But he's got a lot of forces he can send to come and push your button and mine to get us into fear and torment. And he works through the mind. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 says, but though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The stronghold that the enemy builds is within the mind, and he builds a stronghold of fear there. And if you just let a little fear in, I was shown upstairs, if you get angry, the scripture tells us that curses cannot cause this come. In Proverbs it talks about, I think it's 26:2, that says the curse, the bird is flying, I forgot how that goes, but the part that's important.
All about flying.
The curse causes cannot come. So you have to open the door for the enemy to work. And so he starts in your mind by putting thoughts in your mind, which you need to resist and cast down. He puts a thought there, and you begin to meditate on it. You begin to think on it. And the next thing you know, he'll put a little thought in there like the lady Alice said, something's happened to James. Her son's name was James. And then he began to build it. Why doesn't he come home? Why is he late? There's been a car accident. It's been this. It's been that. And the devil will hear a sound outside your house. See, this was the way the enemy would work on me. I hear a noise outside the house. You know what the Lord told me to do when I hear a noise outside my house? He said, those are your angels taking care of you. Stop being afraid. You know, I always get up and confess my sin. My sins of fear. My sin. And I get so put out when I look out at my congregation. They all look so innocent. They don't ever do the things that I do. I said, the word tells us that we're to confess our faults one to another, and I'm up here confessing mine. Y'all don't tell me what you do. But the enemy works. You would hear a noise outside your door. If some of you women, you're by yourself, the first thing you think is, who is that? And what is that? And the devil takes it and he builds it up. And when God told me, he said, you stop hearing the enemy outside your door and you start hearing your angels out there taking care of you. We got to cast down those thoughts that come and build. They build strongholds in our mind. And the next thing we know, we're confessing it with our mouth. And that's when we've got it. As the brother said, was it, I don't remember if it's David or the brother this morning. The enemy comes, the brother this morning said, had the illustration of catching a cold. We need to do that work this way with everything. When the enemy puts a pain in your body, he says, oh, you're going to have a headache, or you're going to have a heart attack, you get a pain in your chest. No, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'll not let that fear open the door for you to put anything on me. Fear opens the door for all kinds of sickness. We open the door, we meditate upon it, and we let it torment us until we receive it. We get in agreement with it, and then you've got it. My husband says, when it starts on him, he'll say, no, you don't. There's somebody down the road waiting on you. You're not stopping at my house. And that's what we really need to do. We need to say, no. When that thing comes in and says that there's somebody going, and I got to the place to say, when to overcome fear in the area of being robbed was, Lord, it's yours. If you want them to have it, give it to them. It's not mine. And man, you just can't believe the relief I got. Of course, I had deliverance from it also. But fear torments us. Whether it's of sickness, whether it's of our children, or whether it's of being robbed or being beat up or whatever, fear has torment. And some of you sitting here fearful of demons because you don't know your authority. You're afraid of demons. And God's given you authority over all the works of His hands. And God created everything, did He not? He made Lucifer. Isn't He a created being? Had a lady one time tell me, she had a mouse she was wearing around her neck. And this is when I first got into deliverance. And I was trying to be nice. She came to my prayer meeting, and this big old owl was on chain. And every time she moved, its eyes would work. And we were teaching, you know, that owls were unclean, frogs were unclean, you know, and all this. And the people in the prayer meeting came up to me and got me off in the kitchen. Would you please go and then tell her to take that owl off? I said, I don't want to offend her. So we didn't say anything about it this night. So the next week of prayer meeting, here she come back, same owl. And so the people were asking, the women were asking me again, and so I went to her and I said, and I called her by name, and I said, would you mind removing that owl? I said, our people are studying and learning about the unclean things and the things that the enemy uses, and, you know, owls are creatures of night and they're unclean and all this. Well, God created it. I said, yeah, He did. But I said, you know, in the scripture it's called unclean. I know that, but God created. What's wrong with this? One of God's creatures. I said, well, let me ask you a question. God created Lucifer. He didn't make him Satan. He created him as an angel. And he was in charge of all of the music in heaven. And I said, this is the same principle. I said, she said, well, if it's offending everybody, I'll take it off. But the thing is, we have got to come against the enemy and to put him down and to not let it give him place. And if we're fearful of demons, you'll never work in deliverance and deliver and set anyone free. Satan is under your feet. And he is the one that brings fear, okay? Okay, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, I have learned that when all these thoughts go to working in your mind, that you can take authority over them and bind your mind. When you go to read the Bible and your mind begins to wander, bind it. It works for me. I've had people tell me when I go to pray, you know, the devil flees. And I get on my knees, the devil flees. I said, well, he don't flee with me. I get on my knees, he kneels come up by me and starts putting thoughts in my mind. And I have to rebuke him and I have to bind him and I have to bind my mind. I said, no, you don't. Mind, you will read the word. Mind, you will shut up. And so I can hear. We need to take our authority and not let that casting down. We need to cast down all those thoughts that are coming. And if you can't cast them down, bind them and then cast them out. Thoughts that torment. Amen? Okay, let's go on. Let's go to Isaiah. The fear of the unknown torments us so bad. But when we turn it all over to the Lord and begin to trust Him, in Isaiah 43, God said in His Word, in verse 1, He said, but now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. See, God tells us all through His Word to fear not, fear not. He knew we were going to have fears, and He said, don't fear, fear not. For I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine, and when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee, and when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flames kindle upon thee. He said, whenever all this comes upon you, that the enemy, in your mind, that the enemy is trying to say, even if it comes upon you, let me tell you, God said, to fear not. He says, I am with you. The things that we have to go through sometimes, the things that happen to us, God tells us to not walk in fear. He says, fear not. Do you remember Daniel, over in Daniel, the Hebrew children that were in the fiery furnace? Go to Daniel chapter 3. I want you to look. He said when you go through the fire, you know the scripture, but I want you to look at it. Chapter 3, verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not bow down to the idols. And so they were cast in, and they would not obey the king's command, and they were cast into the fiery furnace. He said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, when our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They said, be it known unto you, regardless of what you do to us, we're not going to bow down to your images. And you and I will compromise many things. We have done it. I don't know whether we're still doing it. I won't do it anymore. I made a decision to follow the Lord, to go on with him, regardless if I have to go, if it's just me and him. I'm going on in the area where he's called me. I will not back up nor compromise what God's word says. And this is what they had done. And they said, either God will deliver us or not. But we won't bow to you. We won't bow to the pressure. We won't let the fear. Well, I've been called everything unsung, so I don't know anything else they can do to me. They'd call me a witch. They'd call me everything under the sun. Don't get around that woman. All she sees is demons. Don't do it. Don't go to her church. They cast out devils over there. They have garbage cans. Paper towels. And Linda was talking about in her song, getting up and you know, singing the song, getting up and shouting it out. I thought about last Sunday night in our church. The woman didn't get up on the chair and shout. She came across the back of it, about three of them, until the girls got her and put her on the floor, and she was screaming bloody murder. I don't even remember what we were calling out, but the spirit in her manifested, and a lot of people would have run. But they ran in our church, but they ran to get her. And they put her on the floor, and these girls were from the mission. And I've been teaching deliverance for months, and I saw that word work. I'm telling you, they got her on the floor, and they prayed over her, and they got that spirit out, and another one took its place right then, and she started to crawl off. They got her by the foot and pulled her back, and they prayed over her, and they kept praying until they got that thing out of her. She had a spirit that had entered her that was tearing her insides out. Was literally, she was bleeding, and it was putting so much pain on her she couldn't hardly endure it. And we knew what it was. Doc, if you run into the weird beast, it was a weird beast spirit that had been sent through Satanism to her, and it had come in, and it was literally shredding her insides. And the only way we've ever gotten one of those out, we've run into them before, and the only way we got them out is praying in spirit. Sometimes I'll tell you about them. That's how I learn about them. But they cast it out of her. And she got up off the floor just praising the Lord. The pain was gone. And she called me the next morning and told me, she says, I'm telling you, I don't know what happened to me last night. I don't remember anything. She said, when I was sitting over in my chair and I came to later, I was on the floor. She came to herself on the floor. That thing had manifested in her. They got out. And she says, I'm healed. Said, the pain is totally gone. And a lot of people would get in fear when they hear a demon cry like that. I rejoice when I hear a demon cry, because that's the power of God making it. It sure did. It screamed. And they got on for it. But what was such a blessing, that after she was free, she was up doing deliverance on someone else. And people were just getting delivered last Sunday night, just all over the church. And demons were screaming as they were leaving. People get in fear when they hear demons scream, and they should say, praise the Lord, because every time a demon screams, it means that God is manifesting that thing to let it be known that it was there. And I said, well, Jesus said, don't let them talk. Well, if you remember that scripture, he also said, because the time is not, his time was not yet. He didn't want it known who he was. Okay. They don't all scream, thank the Lord. But a lot of them do, and all of them don't manifest like that. But we have become so fearful that we're afraid that people will run. And they should run to Jesus and say, Lord, that thing may be in me. Get it out of me. This spirit, though, that is working, we discovered that this weird beast, when it was in an individual, oh, well, I opened that can of worms. I didn't mean to. that if a person is sick sometimes and they're in a lot of pain and they go to doctors and they try to find out what it is, it doesn't show up in x-ray and they don't know what it is. And they give them all kinds of medicine. We've even heard of people doing exploratory surgery kind of trying to find it. But it's a spirit that is sent in through witchcraft and Satanism. It works with Revelation 9, the destroyer in there. And if you run into, let me put it to you like this. If you're doing deliverance of someone that go growling like an animal, well, pray in tongues. We'll get a lot of people around praying in tongues, and you'll get it out, okay? But don't be afraid of the things that the enemy is trying to work against your mind with. When the Hebrew children were put in the fiery furnace down in verse 24, it says, "And Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. And he answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Fear would have kept us in bound and in bondage, would keep us in bondage. But let me tell you, God has not given us fear, but he's given us power and love and a sound mind. Fear has torment. It works in the mind. It brings all kinds of problems. And it's one of the tormentors, as Romans 8 says, that puts us in bondage and causes torment. Okay, let's go to Hebrews chapter 13. You know, all these scriptures that I'm using, my husband and I do this all the time. You probably know every one of them. You're probably sitting there saying, I know all that. What are you doing about it? Hebrews 13, chapter 13, verse 5. He says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." God said over in Isaiah 43 that whatever we go through, see, if you put this, that, use this against the enemy when he comes against your mind with fear and put it down, say, God says he's going to be with me no matter what happens, devil. Fear has torment. If God's with me, I don't have to be tormented. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God is with you. If you belong to him, if you're his child, if you belong to him, he'll never leave you. You may leave him, but he says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I heard someone else quote it this morning, 1 John chapter 4. The problem with Brother David, no, Brother Lynn, somebody else told me that somebody preached the other night and she took every part of their sermon. When you got so many different people preaching, every time somebody gets up, they take your sermon away from you, Brother Glenn. We know it's the Lord because everybody's got the same sermon. Isn't that just like the Lord? And they said they had a teaching yesterday on fear upstairs, and I thought, well, praise the Lord, we're going to have some more this afternoon because this is what the Lord told me to do. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse, let me see what verse I want there. Is that the one I want? Don't preach my sermons to me, boy. Verse 17. It's awful when you got a husband that can preach it as well as you do. Better than you can. Verse 17 says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." Boy, that hurt. Did that hurt you? That hurt me. I'm not walking in love when fear's working. Perfect love, walking in him. Perfect love, cast out fear. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. When we walk in love, perfect love. When you go after fear, loose agape love on it. See, fear has torment. It's what I'm trying to show you this afternoon, that fear is a demon spirit, and it torments you in all kinds of ways in your mind. And we need to loose God's agape love on it. Prepare to get rid of it. Begin to confess, even now, the unforgiveness against people that have hurt you and have come against you and robbed you, people that have stolen from you, however they've stolen from you, forgive them and begin to say, Father, I will not fear what man can do to me. What the scripture says, fear not what man can do to you. We're not going to walk in fear, but we're going to walk in love, and we're going to lose love. We're going to forgive, and we're going to walk in that perfect love that you've given unto us. He is within you and I, and therefore, when we let him abide and have his rule and reign in our life, He will help free us. He will free us from fear. Fear his torment. Matthew 18, he says if we don't forgive, he'll turn us over to the tormentors. Matthew 18, chapter 18, verse 34. And his Lord was, this is the man that God had, he went to his, he was in debt millions of dollars, and he went to his Lord and told him he couldn't pay him. And he begged his forgiveness, and he forgave him all that millions of dollars he owed. We owed a big debt. We sing a song, he paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Okay, this is the debt Jesus paid for us. This is the debt. The man owed so much he couldn't pay. So he forgave him. But he goes back, and his fellow servant owed him a measly amount, and he wouldn't forgive him. And he had him thrown into prison. And if we don't forgive those that hurt us, they don't get in prison. We do. We put ourselves in bondage. We bind ourselves. Unforgiveness binds you in three ways. It binds you to the person you won't forgive. It binds them to you, and God can't work in them. And it binds God that he can't work in you or them. It's three ways that unforgiveness binds. It binds you, it binds the person you're not forgiving, and it binds God. So God can't work. What does he say? If you don't forgive, your Heavenly Father won't forgive you. So we have to be sure that we have forgiven. Oh, well, I didn't mean that when I said what I did. Or they didn't mean that. And we ignore it. We need to also confess our sins. We need to confess our sins of unforgiveness. We need to confess our sins of not trusting the Lord. Faith is not working when fear is. When you are walking in fear, and when I'm walking in fear, faith is not working. Faith and fear does not work at the same time. And so we need to confess. I've been confessing so much lately. Everything that the Spirit of the Lord will bring to me, and I'm confessing to the Lord of my lack of faith. Irma was asking upstairs this afternoon if any of us were going having problems with the enemy. Man, y'all must dwell in my house a little while. I don't want to dwell at Glenn's. They got too big of a house here. But even my house, the enemy is working big time, and he's waiting to attack in every way that he can. But going on with, when we don't, we've got to forgive if we want to be free from the fear that torments or anything else in us. You must forgive. He said in verse 34, and his Lord was wroth with him and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. Who are the tormentors? Go back over where it says faith. A fear has torment. Fear is a demon. The tormentors are demons, are spirits that come in and torment you. They bring all kinds of torments. Torment is ministered by demons. I had a witch tell me one time, she was, and so what are you doing with the witch? Well, I didn't ask for her. Glenn sent her to us. He really did. He sent her to us. Woo. But I had her tell me that she saw demons, I mean, just everywhere. I mean, she really saw the demons, and she said that they would come at night to torment her. And said her bed would just be covered with demons. So fear has torment. And torment is the spirit. So we don't want fear operating in us. And says, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brothers their trespasses. Do you know that when you walk in forgiveness and in love, then the fear will have no room to work? But you can't walk in love. You don't walk in love if you're walking in unforgiveness. When we don't forgive, it stops everything from working in our lives. Okay, let's go over to Hebrews chapter 2. Yesterday, before we left to come over here, she has a friend that lives in Millington. My daughter lives in Florida. I'm telling you this to forego this scripture to show you this kind of fear. This friend of hers' mother is sick. I don't know how she is. She has a lot of physical problems, but she has no assurance of her salvation. This woman is up in between 80 and 90 years old. She weighs about 50 pounds right now. She is so fearful that she will not let her daughter out of her sight and won't receive ministry from anybody. And my daughter was telling me about it, and I said, she's afraid to die because she has no assurance of her salvation. And the will to live is very strong in every one of us. But when a person is so filled with fear like this, that she can't even trust God. And so this is another fear that operates in people. In Hebrews, in the second chapter of Hebrews, and in verse 14, he said, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. See, fear of death working in people puts a person in bondage. And you know, we don't have to be afraid of death if we know Jesus Christ, if we're born again, if we're God's children. The Lord delivered me from headaches one time years ago. And I think it's when I really knew that I was not afraid to die. I had migraine headaches. I'd had them for years. And I ate aspirin, really, just by handfuls. And I had gone into my kitchen and reached up in the cabinet to get the bottle of aspirin, and I was fixing to take some, and I heard the Lord say, what are you taking those for? And so I stopped explaining to the Lord that I had a headache. He said, you know they're not going to do you any good. And I said, but Lord, and he said, why don't you take my medicine? And, oh, my head was hurting so bad. When Jim came in from work, he works a full-time job. When he came in from work, he walked across the floor on the carpet, and I wanted to scream. That's how bad my head hurt, just his walking on the floor. And I was lying on the couch, and he went into the kitchen, and he was eating, sitting at the table, and the devil was saying, you're going to have a stroke. So look how your head's hurting. You're going to die. And he just, you know, he just kept on talking to me, and I started to laugh, and I thought, devil, just go ahead and have your best shot. I'll go home and be with the Lord. And I started to laugh, and it hurt to laugh. But as I laughed, that headache took wings and left. And I have never had one, have I, since then.
Never.
God delivered me from that thing as I sat and laughed. But the fear, see, had I walked in that fear that he was trying to put on me to show you how the fear works, if I'd have said, oh, goodness, you know, and jumped up and, if I hadn't known about healing, I'd have jumped up and made Jim take me to the doctor and got something to knock me out because the headache was so bad. But I began to laugh, and as I did, it just left. And this is the way that God's people, when they're not, can't walk in the assurance of their salvation and know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, the devil looses, works with the fear on people's minds. God has not given us a spirit of fear and power, but power and love and sound mind. We don't have to be fearful of anything. We don't have to be foolish either. A lot of people walk in foolishness and call it faith. But fear is anxiety at work. You hear people say, well, I'm not fearful. I'm just anxious. Oh, say that myself. No, mine is, I'm concerned. We camouflage it. Fear is many times when a pain hits our body, we get into fear. In the chest, oh, I'm having a heart attack. Oh, maybe you don't do it. Maybe you just say no. Maybe you do like me, Jim. Some of my egg didn't agree with me, and we rebuke it. You don't get in fear. You rebuke the pain when the pain comes instead of giving in to it. The pain comes and hits you wherever it hits you. You agree with it. You got it. You know, Lord taught me years and years ago, where two agree is touching anything, it shall be done. Listen, it works in reverse as well as it does with when you agree with the word, you agree with the devil's word, and you got it too. You agree with the word. I don't ask people to, I don't even ask my husband to agree with me. I don't know what he's thinking when I'm in trouble. I just say, Father, your word says it. I mean, I know what he believes because he fights like I do. But who knows? He may be, his mind may be off on something else when I need him to agree with what I need agreement with. So I agree with what the word says. But don't agree with what the devil says. He put a pain on you. He puts the pain in your Jim and I get hit in the feet all the time with witchcraft. I don't know why the feet, but we go to break it with pain will hit us in the foot, and we'll start rebuking witchcraft. But if we begin to agree with the thing, and oh, well, I got that. Well, yeah, you got it. So you rebuke the fear when the fear comes. People go to a doctor, and a doc, don't get mad at me, because you don't do this. But they go to a doctor, and they think they got cancer, and if they do have cancer, the doctor tells them they've got it, and then they begin to prepare for death instead of saying, well, now that I know what it is, I'm going back to church and get healed. If you're going to go to the doctor, go find out what it is, then go get rid of it.
Right.
Don't listen and get in agreement with him. I'm not going to get in agreement with him if he tells me I got cancer. I say, no, I hadn't. That demon's got to go. We get into fear, and when a person, but it never fails when a person has cancer, when the doctor tells them they got cancer, the family goes to burying them. They make preparations. They may not say it with their mouth, but in their minds they are all walking in fear, and they not only got to fight the thing in them, they got to fight the forces that are coming from the family. We need to know who we are and what the Word says and stand on that Word. And when they start saying, my daughter from Florida called me when I was having all that trouble with my back and leg, and she thought I was going to die. Doc, I had to fight her words. She was trying to bear me. I told her, I'm not near ready to die, girl. Don't worry about it. I said, I'm going to sit around long enough to torment you. I'll try to get her into deliverance. I'd do everything. She came home and she helped me in deliverance, but she won't get any. But you see, we get into fear and we begin to walk in it, and it manifests. It begins to take hold in our life. Fear puts us in bondage, and it usually always comes in a thought. Let's go over to Job and let's read that scripture. I told you I was going to give it to you. Job 3. By the way, all that happened to Job, God didn't do it to him. The devil did it to him. We always say when we get into trouble, we say, Lord, get me out of this fire. Get me out of the fire. We need to say, God, help me get through this fire so I don't have to go through it again. God said he'd go through it with us. In Job chapter 3, verse 25, says, Job says, for the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. And we begin to think on it, we begin to meditate on it, we begin to take a thought, and we begin to meditate upon it, and we bring it into focus, and we bring it into life through meditating upon it and thinking upon it, instead of casting it down and resisting the devil. We need to start resisting the devil in every area of our life. I sat upstairs this afternoon on resisting the devil. Listen, if you don't resist the devil, you're resisting God, because you're in agreement with the devil. If you don't resist the enemy, you are resisting God. God said in James to resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But we don't resist him. We may say, you get out of here, you got to go, but we don't stay on it. Sometimes it, you know, we used to think that if you prayed more than once, you were praying out of faith. Haven't you heard that? If you pray more than one time, you're not walking in faith. Shoot. I pray and I just worry the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to worry him until he tells me he works, because he said he would. If that unjust judge did what the woman wanted, listen, my Heavenly Father wants to give it to me anyways, and he's just trying to get me where I can receive it. And I'm going to keep taking it to the Lord.
Praise God.
And pray till the answer comes. We get into fear. We need to fight the enemy. Okay? My quiet in here. Mark 11. I've been talking about fear, now let's talk about faith. I'll give you time to do deliverance. Don't you worry. He's looking at his watch. He's looking at his watch. Mark 11, verse 22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. I've heard people say he's saying have the God kind of faith. Have faith in God. We have to have faith in God that he'll do what his word says he will do. He said, and for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, we've heard that all over and over again, that we can have the good things if we say enough, but you can have the bad ones if you say them enough too and believe it. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. God tells us to pray believing, and we need to learn that our words are spirit in their life. Jesus said his words are spirit and they were life. In John 6:63, he said, my word is spirit in their life. Jesus created everything by words. And so we need to we do need to watch what we say, because we need to know that we're saying the Word of God. And if we'll use that word, don't speak words upon people. Remember that we're not fighting people. We're not fighting flesh and blood. We're fighting forces in people, the demonic forces in people. So you're fighting them in yourself first. And let me tell you something. If you ever get to the place where you think you don't have any demons, you're in trouble. You say, well, I don't believe that. Well, Jesus said, my feet hurt. Jesus said that the devil came and he found nothing in him. But that was Jesus. We can come to a place where we can walk in freedom if we'll get free from the things that are in us and then fill up on the Word. See, so many people come and get deliverance and they think, it's automatically, I'm okay, I've got delivered. But they don't go home and get into the Word. They don't pray. They don't fill up. They don't begin to operate in the Word of God. And the house is empty, clean. But the ones that were cast out goes and gets him seven more, worse than the first, and comes and fills the house. So deliverance works. But you have a part to play in getting, when you're free, to stay free. And let me tell you something. You don't get free through sitting through a session of deliverance. I don't find that in my Bible. God said in Deuteronomy, he says, I'll cast them out as you're able to possess your land, little by little, little by little. Can I share with you one more thing before I got some more scriptures, but I'll quit before I bore you to death. But we had a lady in our church that we would cast out everything under the sun. She had everything under the sun in her. She came to us hearing voices, talked to her. I hate to get someone with voices. That's a bad confession. Their demons are embedded and grounded in there, and they've lived with them so long that I really think they're afraid to get rid of them. I think they're afraid they don't know what they'll be like without them. That's why they're hard to get rid of, because the person won't be free, but they're afraid to get free. Well, this girl was hearing voices. She came just out of a Methodist church. I don't know where she came from. But anyways, we worked and worked on her. We'd throw something out. She'd get deliverance Wednesday night, and we'd throw that. As the spirit of blasphemy was in there, we threw that thing out. She came back in Sunday night and was back in there again. And this was happening over and over again. And I'd say, get in the Word, pray and read the Word and fill up on the Word and resist the devil, rebuke the devil, and do this. And I was telling her all the things to do. And, of course, she always says she's doing it. But come to find out, she wasn't doing anything at all. She was getting deliverance. But another thing was she wasn't saved. But we didn't know that. I knew it, but the Spirit, and had told her mother and told her, and she kept talking about God, but didn't talk about Jesus. And when we got her saved, and she started resisting the devil, it began to work for her. So you see, there's a part you've got to play. You've got to, first of all, be saved. Know you know Jesus. I don't want to work on you if you don't know Jesus. Because I wasted my time on this woman a long time. And God says there's a part you have to do. You've got to believe. You've got to have faith in God that what he says, he will do. Did you know this is not just words? This is God's word. And he says it's for you. All his promises are yea and amen in the Lord. He's given them unto us. And we need to begin to walk in it. We need to begin to quote Philippians 4:13 that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we need to say, I'm an overcomer. How do you overcome? Revelation 12:11 says they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they love not their life dear unto death. They count not their life dear unto death. We sing that in our church all the time. They overcome. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and the testimony was the one that the brother gave us this morning. I'm sanctified. I'm cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I'm sanctified. I'm justified. I'm washed in the blood. Satan has no part in me. I am blood bought. Jesus paid the price for me, and I don't have to walk in fear. I don't have to walk in the devil's camp. I'm an overcomer, and I overcome because Jesus overcame. And until you overcome the devil in your life, you'll never be free. You've got to do it. Jesus has already done it. He's already done all he's going to do. He said it is finished, and he went into heaven, and he sat down at the right hand of the Father. He said, now you go, and you do it. You cast out devils. You heal the sick. You raise the dead. You cleanse the lepers. And we're not doing it. We need to get this clean first, and then we need to go forth and pray God's people and walk in the power and authority. Don't call, say, Lord, come do it. He tell you, go and do it. I've given you the authority. Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Now, you go make disciples. Matthew 28:18-19. You go make disciples, teaching them to do all that he had done, all that they had seen him do. And in Mark 16, he said, you go, and the believers, the only reason people are not casting out devils is they're not believers. They don't believe, because when you believe, you're going to do it. When your child comes in and he's angry or hurt or whatever's wrong, pray for him, minister to him, throw the spirit out of him, and pray healing on him. Begin to practice the word of God. Heal the sick. Your child's got a fever, rebuke it. Cast it out. I have two little granddaughters. We have a lot of granddaughters. We have seven. We have two boys. But two of them were raised in deliverance. They sleep in a bedroom with twin beds. And one gets sick during the night. Wakes up vomiting. And she'll, if it's the older one, she'll say, Adrian, get up and pray for me. And Adrian will get out of her bed and go there and say, you come out of my sister. You let her go. I promise you, they've been doing that ever since they were little toddlers, because they were raised in deliverance. I've seen the older one. She's 12 now, but when she was 5, I've seen her. Her mother came out of a lot of things that we did deliverance on her, and she would manifest. We'd be in her house working on her, and that little girl would get down on the floor and get her mother's head between her hands and say, you devil, you turn my mama loose. And pray, and the demons would scream, they'd say, get that blankety-blank child away from me. And I asked the devil, one demon one time, I said, why do you hate that child so bad? He said, that children have pure faith, that there's no unbelief in them. And these children were practicing the word, which adults won't do. And God wants us to begin to be doers of the word and not hearers only, and cast out the spirits and get us free, and then free those around about us. I believe the only way that you can ever pay for your deliverance is to free somebody else. But fear keeps you from doing the things you know to do. Now, face up to it. Say, fear, you have no place in me.
Fear, you have no place in me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I command you,
to loose me
and come out.
In Jesus'
name. In
Jesus'
name. Now, fear, you come out of there in the name of Jesus. Come out of them in Jesus' name. All fear. All that fear in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to let my husband call out the spirit. Praise the Lord.
They say women like to talk, men like to talk too. I've got something that I want to say before we start. Everything she said was true. I agree. I agree totally with what she said. She quoted your words. And you want deliverance, but do you know that even in all of that truth, that if you want it for the wrong reason, you're not going to get any deliverance?
Right.
It has to be for the right reason. There's only one reason that you're set free, and that's to serve God.
Amen.
That is the only reason that you have a right for deliverance, is to serve the true and the living God. Now, you're right at this moment. I'm not going to leave you in any prayers, because some of you might even lie, might not even want deliverance. But I want those that want deliverance to confess before God that I want to serve you with everything that's in me. I want to turn over myself. I want to die to the things of myself, of my own life. And I want you to live in me, to move and to have your being in me so that you can move in the earth today. That's the purpose. That's the total purpose of all this book was written for, so Jesus could continue to work in this new part of this Bible that we are in. And it's just one book. It's not a two book. But from Jesus' day only, when he went back, he wanted to continue the work, but he said, you've got to do it. And if you want to do it for the wrong reason, it won't work. Right now, confess to the Lord. Do you really want to deliver? Do you want to serve him? Do you want Jesus to have his way? Do you want him to be Lord? We want him as Savior. But do you want him for Lord? Say right now, oh, Lord. Lord, I want to serve you. I want you to be Lord of my life. And I want to be set free so that I, can have you within me in all that you want and all that you desire to move and to have your way. Right now, Lord, we praise you and we thank you. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I take authority over the spirits in this place. Right now, Father, I ask that you send your angels in. Right through this place, Father. Sufficient number of angels to clean and cleanse this church, this building, the building beyond us, the building overhead, the ground beneath us. Seal the walls around us after it's cleansed out. Seal the overhead over so nothing shall come in to harass. Seal all the way around us. Place us like in a bubble, Lord, that the enemy can't break through. Place your angels as guardians over this service right now in Jesus' name, that no enemy shall break through to harass, to come after your people, to stop deliverance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now seal us. Seal us in this place. I take authority over every spirit that's here in the name of the Lord Jesus. I command you, when you're called, to loose this people and come out in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Lord Jesus. That spirit of fear, just fear, fear, all types of fear. I command the bondage of fear. Loose them and come out. All the bondage, bondage, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Fear of death, fear of death. Loose them and come out. Everyone, every spirit of fear of death that's in every person here, loose them and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Tormentor, the tormentor, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that one that just torments, loose them and come out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Word says that Jesus is our peace. You have no place here. You have no place in this people. Jesus is our peace. Tormentor, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Move. Move in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on. Move them. Everybody move them. Take deep breaths. Take a deep breath and exhale and force them out. Force them out. You have a part. You've got to play in this. You've got to help with this thing. You're not going to get it just automatically because it was written over here. Work at it. Work at it. Demand that they go. Demand in the name of Jesus. That fear of poverty. Fear of poverty. Come out. Come on out of there. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Fear of poverty. Yes. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out in the name of Jesus. Fear of sickness. Fear of sickness. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus is my healer. You cannot put sickness on me. I'll not receive sickness in the name of Jesus. Loose this people. They too will not receive sickness. In the name of Jesus, come out of them. Come out. All this infirmity, fear of this, fear of the, fear of cancer, fear of whatever, fear of any kind of sickness, fear of diabetes, fear of any type of illness. No, Jesus is our healer. The Word declares Jesus Christ our healer. You have no place here. Come out. Loose them. Loose them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fear of cancer. Fear of cancer. Come out. Come out. Come out in that spirit of cancer. I cast out a spirit of cancer over this building right now. In Jesus' name. Cancer. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out. I break the curse. I break the curse of sickness and infirmity. A family line curse. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I destroy its power, and I command that spirit now. Come out. Come on out of there. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The sins of the Father are brought on to the children, to the third and the fourth generation. I break the power of those sins of the fathers and the mothers in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break that cycle of sickness in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I drive it out. By the Word of God, by the power of God, by the blood of Jesus, loose them and come out. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let them go. Let them go. You're a liar. You're a liar. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break your hold. I destroy your power over this people. In the name of Jesus, come on out. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name, cancer, cancer, fear of cancer, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Diabetes. Diabetes. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Fear of diabetes. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. No, you've got to go. Come on out of there. Move. Move in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Fear of any heart attack. fear of heart attack. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of that spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I cast it out in Jesus' name. Fear of heart attack in the name of the Lord Jesus. I cast out heart disease. Spirit of heart disease. Yes, that's a spirit. It's a spirit. He brought it on. He brought it on. Come out. Come out. That spirit of heart disease. Blood disease. Blood diseases. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Those that are walking under a condemnation of death, whether it's true or false, it doesn't matter. If it's there, if that condemnation of death is there, it's real to you and it has to go. It has to go. Jesus overcame the last enemy, death. Death. And I command that fear of that death to come out in the name of Jesus. I command the death itself out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Come on out of there. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You don't have to get sick to die. Everybody seems to think you got to get sick. The Lord says He'd just take their breath away. That's how He would carry them home. You don't have to be sick. Come out. Come out, all that illness and sickness and fear of the sickness, fear of hospitals, fear of the hospital bills, fear of doctors, fear of nurses, fear of the needle, the medicine. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord for your health. Walk in health. Walk in healing first. Then walk in health. Health in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Come on out of there. Come out. You have no place here. Illness has no place here. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That spirit of unbelief that stops you from receiving. Unbelief. Let them go. Let them go. That spirit told us one time, he says, I am unbelief. I kill the Christian. And he does. He stops you from believing. And he kills. And I command that spirit of unbelief, loose this people and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. You're defeated. You're already defeated. Come out. You have no place here. Spirit of unbelief, let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Come out. Jesus is our hero. Jesus is our victor. We are walking in the power of the living God. Come out of there, unbelief. Let them go. Let this people go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Come out, unbelief. Doubts, even little doubts. Come on out. You have no place in God's people. In the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I command you to come out. By the authority of the Word of God, it's written in the Word. It's written. That's how Jesus did it. It is written in the Word. You have no place here. Come out. Come out. The Word says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out demons. Come out. Come on out of there. Come out. You have no place here. I cast you out in Jesus' name. I cast out faith in the devil. Faith in the devil. That's fear. Faith in the devil. Come on out of here. Get out. Get out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. I cast out even that old spirit of anxiety in the name of Jesus. That cover up for fear, anxiety, apprehension in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Apprehension. Job said, the thing that I greatly feared has come upon me. I was not safe. He was in fear, and we will not be in fear. We will walk in the power and the strength of the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is written. It is written. By the faith of Jesus we walk. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All this fear, fear, all the condemnation that you walk under because you have walked in fear, because you have not believed the Word, condemnation, loose them and let them go. Loose them in Jesus' name. Condemnation in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Deception. Spirits of deception in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Spirits of accidents. Accidents. Accidents, and there's no such thing as an accident. The devil had it planned for you all the way down the line. He has your name when you started serving the Lord Jesus Christ. He was out to kill you. That's what he wanted to do. It wasn't just an accident. He wanted to kill you. accidents, fear of accidents, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Fear of accidents. In the name of Jesus. Yes, there are those here fear of having accidents. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ, King of kings, Lord of lords, Messiah. Come out. Come out. The anointed of God. Come out. He commands you in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I cast out unclean thoughts. Unclean thoughts. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He said, cast down imagination. I cast out that imagination and the unclean thought. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Unclean. Unclean spirits. Unclean thoughts. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come on out of there. Come on out. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. In the name of Jesus. I call it cast out that fruit of fear. That fruit of fear. Come out. Fruit of fear. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That'll never bear fruit. It will never bear fruit. This fruit, this fear will never bear fruit in this body. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I stand and rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will never, never, never bear fruit. Fear of torment. Torment. Come out. Fear of torment. Fear of torment. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. All that torment. Torment. Torment of sickness. Torment of pain. Come on out of there. Come on out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out. I cast out confusion. Confusion. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Confusion of mind. Confusion of mind. Loose them and come on out of there. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Come on out of there. Come on out. Confusion. Confusion. We have a sound mind. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Confusion. You're a liar. You're a liar. Come out. Come out. You have no place here. You have no right on God's people. You have no right to torment them. Come out. All this confusion. Confusion. Let them go. Confusion. You have no place here. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the oppression. All the oppression. Those things that you don't understand. Just come down like a blanket over you and put pressure on your mind. And you don't understand what it is, but it's there and it's just continually harasses you on your mind. Come on out of there. Come on out. Come on out. All of the oppression. Oppression in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oppression from the demons in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Oppression. Oppression. You have no place. You have no rights. You're here illegally now. You're in God's people. You're in God's people. Come out. Come out. I break the hold, the bondage. I break the bondage of oppression. Oppression in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oppression in the name of Jesus. Loose through confusion, through power of the enemy harassing our minds. Come on out of there. Come on out in Jesus' name. Worry. God's people are not supposed to worry. Come out. Spirit of worry. Yes, there's a spirit called worry. He attacks our mind, and we have no right to give place to worry. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Worry. Worry. You're defeated. You're already defeated. You're already defeated. You hear me? Worry. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Jesus has already taken care of every need I have. Worry. You have no place here. Come out. Come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all those other things are going to be added unto you. I don't have to worry about anything. My God supplies all my needs according to His riches and glory. Worry, let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. When that's in our spirit, when we're operating under the Lord Jesus Christ's authority, we don't have to worry about anything. Who can touch us? What can man do to me? If he takes a gun and he blows me away, I'll just go to be with Jesus. He'll just send me there quicker. What am I going to worry about? Isn't that what we're out here for? Isn't this what we're trying to do, is to learn how to reach Jesus? How would you really like to just go on be with him? Well, he's got work for us here. I'm not telling somebody to blow me off today, but if he's ready for me to go, I'm ready. And I'm not going to worry about it. Come on out of there, worry. Worry, you have no place here. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. Let them go. We came to find Jesus. We came to clear up these things that are harassing us. Come out of there. Come out. All the worry. Let them go. Every spirit of pain that's in this place right now, every pain that's here, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All the pain. Let them go. Come on out. Pain. Those that are in pain right now. Those that have pain in their body. Loose them and come out. You have no rights here. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You'll not bring fear on this people. Pain. Let them go. Come on out of there. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. All the pain. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All the persecution for Christ's sake. All of the persecution for Christ's sake. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, there are those who are persecuted for Jesus Christ. There are those that dare stand. Come out. Come out. All of the persecution for Christ's sake. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come on out of there. Move. Move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Call out a lying spirit. A lying spirit. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You've got to go. The Word tells us there's no good. There will be no liars in heaven. So, lying spirit, come out. Come out. Anybody that's got a spirit that causes them to lie, I'm not talking about the great big lies. I'm talking about even the little, what we used to call white lies. There's no such thing. It's a lie. I command you, come out. Every lie. Every lying spirit. Come out. Loose this people. Loose them and come on out of there. Those that stretch the truth. That spirit that causes us to stretch the truth. To exaggerate. Come out. Come out. Yes, come out. It's that fisherman's spirit that it gets a little longer, you know, than it really originally was. Everything that stretches the truth. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and come out. In Jesus' name. There'll be no liars in heaven. We're cleaning up people today. They got to go. Lying spirits have to go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. You think you're hid, you're buried, but you cannot stay in this people. Come out of them. Come out of them in the mighty name of Jesus. That lying spirit. Come on out of there. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That's one we won't have to worry about if we get rid of it today. We'll never have to stand in judgment for it. Come out. Come on out of there. Come out in Jesus' name. I call it fear of failure. Fear of failure. You're not a failure. You're not a failure if you're in Christ Jesus. You can never be a failure in Christ Jesus. Fear of failure. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Fear of failure. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You can't stay. You can't have them. You cannot stay in this people. Spirits of fear of failure, come out. All the failure spirits, I command the failure spirits to come out. Everything that's in there that's been sent in to make you fail, I command those spirits out. I take authority over them right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you go. I go. You know. You go now. You command they come out of you. The failure spirit, those that have deemed you into failure, that you'll never be a success, that you're going to fall, even if you become a success, that you will eventually fall. No, you've got to go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, praise the Lord. Before we close, I want to tell you this. After you walk out of here, you're going to hear this thing down inside of you say, you didn't really get any help. That wasn't real, you know. And if you agree with it, you picked it right back up. But if you'll take your stand and say, Jesus is setting me free, and I got released from whatever it was today, and I'll not receive you back, then you won't come back. But if you'll receive it, if you'll agree with it, you've got it right back. Just that quick, you'll get it right back.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.